Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, December 19th, 2025, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Silver Lining Property Restoration Addresses Fire Damage Risks Linked to Holiday Decorations and Electrical Systems. Silver Lining Property Restoration emphasizes the risks of fire damage linked to holiday decorations and electrical systems during the winter season. Cold weather damage can lead to structural, water, and fire damage, as well as electrical issues. It is crucial to seek professional help to address these issues. Winter storms can cause hidden damage, increasing the risk of fires in residential and commercial properties. Restoration experts are trained to recognize and address these potential dangers. Holiday decorations, lights, and overloaded outlets can further stress electrical systems, creating a dangerous situation. Silver Lining Property Restoration provides educational resources on holiday decoration safety and fire prevention to help property owners avoid preventable risks. For more information, visit their website.
Arvada Square Auto joins Relay Hill Auto family. Relay Hill Auto has acquired Arvada Square Auto, expanding its footprint across Metro Denver and strengthening its commitment to people-centered automotive care. Founded in 1984, Arvada Square Auto earned a loyal following for honest repairs and exceptional service. Under Relay Hill Auto, the shop will continue serving local residents with the same trusted technicians and transparent approach to maintenance and repair. CEO Shiju Thomas emphasized the importance of community and integrity in the acquisition, highlighting the focus on impact over size. The team celebrated Grady Ford's 20-year anniversary with Arvada Square Auto earlier in 2025, recognizing his dedication to customer service and expertise. Looking ahead, Relay Hill plans to renovate the property in 2026, aligning with their strategy of preserving local brands while enhancing service standards. With 6 shops in Denver, Lakewood, Westminster, and Arvada, Relay Hill Auto remains committed to community-driven, locally managed operations. SB 1107 doubles motorcycle liability coverage across California. California's Senate Bill 1107 has doubled the minimum mandatory liability insurance for all motorists, including motorcycles, effective January 1, 2025. This requires coverage of $30,000 for bodily injury per person, $60,000 per accident, and $15,000 for property damage. Motorcyclists must now carry this coverage to legally operate on roads in Ventura and throughout California. Lane splitting remains legal, but the California Highway Patrol emphasizes safe riding practices to prevent accidents, especially in dangerous intersections. Personal injury attorney Wayne Cohen, founder of Cohen Injury Law Group, highlights the importance of awareness, defensive riding, and proper insurance for motorcyclists in Ventura, where accident numbers are on the rise.
Rock Breaks, Numa Numa Resources, Inc., making significant strides on key projects in Bougainville. Numa Numa Resources, Inc. is making significant strides on key projects in Bougainville. The company is focused on developing mining projects in the autonomous region of Bougainville, with a strategic focus on its most prospective resources. One of their primary endeavors is the reconstruction of the Panguna mine, which was one of the world's largest copper and gold producers before being closed prematurely due to civil war. The Panguna mine project holds immense promise for the company, landowners, partners, and all Bougainvillians. Numa Numa is a mining and infrastructure development company headquartered in Bougainville with a focus on unlocking transformational opportunities in the region. To learn more about Numa Numa Resources, Inc., visit their newsroom at heyibn.fm/numa.
Network News Breaks, Lafleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, OTCQB LFLRF, progresses toward near-term gold production in Quebec's Abitibi Belt. Lafleur Minerals Inc., a Canadian gold exploration and development company, is making progress towards the near-term restart of gold production at its Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt. The company recently launched a confirmation drilling program at its Swanson Gold Deposit in Val-d'Or. Lafleur is strategically positioned for near-term gold production with fully permitted infrastructure in a premier mining camp. The company offers critical milling services to area gold miners, promising strong margins and immediate exposure to cash flow from permitted near-term production assets. Lafleur Minerals is focused on advancing district-scale gold projects with significant potential for long-term value. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.